so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How
what's,
are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown DeQueen. Utilize her 20-plus years of experience, and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Coming in hot. Regrettable Podcast, episode 76.
That's right. We got to start doubling these up every week so we can reach that 100 mark, getting to season two.
Yep. I'm ready.
That season two action.
I'm ready for season two. It just means more listeners, right?
Yeah. Can we just like cut down the length of our episodes by half?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The,
yeah. Like that, to be that continued? Might be,
yeah. Like the only way I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what we need to be excited for. July 4th coming right up, dude. I'm feeling more patriotic than ever.
Really?
In my life. Yeah.
You going to blow some fireworks up?
Oh, dude. I'm going to do more than that.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You live in town, don't you? That's against the law.
Well, you know, I'll figure it out. Yeah. This is America.
All right? America.
I'll figure it out.
America.
I'm going to wear my American Eagle t-shirt,
nice.
Fire gun in the air, grilling a burger.
It's a red, white, and blue American
Eagle. You just bought a cannon.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's
getting good. Blown by an illegal immigrant. They could take that job, too. That's the 4th of July coming up, man.
That's
I'm
hilarious.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we do that, we got to get into... this nerd convention that I'm going to. I'm cool, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, bash some nerds. I'm ready for it.
I'm jealous. I wanted to go to these nerd conventions for a little while.
You have every way to go.
I know. Twice now I'm going to be in the town. I could just go see it.
Yeah, we're going to Austin, which is like the least American place on the planet.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe Rogan's.
Well, San Francisco. All right. And then
at least they're not talking about seceding. All right.
Yeah.
The moment Texas, you know. At least in San Francisco, they got some American values.
Right.
A little bit. That's where all the Japanese went, you know, after we were,
after we enslaved them
yes.
or something.
Yeah. We made up for it. We gave them some wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
We wrestled them.
We wrestled them.
Yeah. We made sure sometimes we had the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that really helped. This is post-World War II. Pre-World War II, I don't know anything about. No,
nobody
nothing about
threw
Japan.
Up in their lap.
No, yeah, that was. But again, you know, I feel like if any race of people could take that, you know, very graciously, would be Japanese people. Puke in the lap of an American. That's going to be, you know.
Yeah, I think that genre of porn was actually invented in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. The Japanese prime minister was like, "I'm cool with this."
Yeah,
I'm used to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't even have to pay for it this time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd pick out what he ate.
Yeah, and here, what we eat here, just puking up a bunch of curly fries from Arby's on
biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
Ham hocks?
A whole ham hock. Yeah, but very excited for the nerd convention. Why are we going, Patrick?
Why not? Is a better question. Yeah.
Because he's a super cool guy that can do super cool stuff.
For Legos.
Yeah. For Lego.
Yeah.
It's Lego.
It sounds great till you say that.
Excuse me. Lego.
Yeah. Yep. It's the big one. The big one. This is like the fourth time I've been to this one. I need some new awards on my desk.
Is this like the world championships?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Those are
Texas.
In Germany.
This is the Texas championship.
I got you. Yeah. So American
biggest,
championships.
I mean, Texas is bigger than most countries out there. So, I mean, that's something. For sure.
That's true. They've been their own country at one point.
Now, and this is actually a convention. So there is a public part of it, but we're going to the private part, the VIP section.
And it's all Lego, right?
All
it's
Lego.
Not like
Mega Blocks.
Forget them suckers.
No Mega Blocks in this place.
Are there those though?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got some of mine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Could you imagine having the Mega Bloks convention? Just nothing but just watery coffee. No, no refreshments for the people to come. You have to bring your own table.
You got to bring your own light bulbs to light them.
Held in the La Quinta conference room.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't want to go to the Mega Bloks convention. This is a Lego convention.
This is a real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Caitlin's super jealous because this is one of her favorite things to do every year because she is a nerd basher.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. So, I could imagine. She just, whoa.
You've got some big shoes to fill. Yeah. All right. If you think you're going to just go in there and start bashing nerds,
I'm humble about my nerd bashing. Okay. I'll go in there. I'll do
just
the best.
Ease into it. Ease into it. All right.
So, not bringing the wife and baby then?
No. Too many choking hazards.
Yeah, definitely. Like minimum age is definitely above Mariah right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. This will be I have spent a night away from the baby since I gave birth to her. This will be 1, 2, 3 nights. 4 days, so it's gonna be pretty serious.
Yeah,
man, I'm gonna have some honeydews when I come back. Caitlin's gonna get to pretend for like at least 2 weeks. She'll be able to not be a mother,
right?
I will
be
mother and father after this.
You struggling over there?
Yeah,
I think you need to push it in or pull it out like horizontally.
Look real stiff.
Oh, that dude, that chamber dude, came in and messed with it. He took a hammer to it. What's going on? Maybe get up and get your weight off of it.
That guy's got some stories to tell. I know it. ZZ Camrudin. Like, I mean, you go to Kashmir, all right, and Camrudin, that's who runs Kashmir.
I don't know what that last name.
Yeah. Camrudin, ZZ Camrudin.
But like that's like the Rothschilds.
Rockefeller, Carnegie's over there. Yeah. Whoa. The Trumps of Kashmir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kashmir is a country?
No. It's a disputed territory.
Where?
In China.
In India.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a predominantly Muslim populated province of India Pakistan.
Right?
Hindu.
Right? Hindu, yeah. Wow. That Pakistan claims as their territory right in the midst of the Hindu Kush.
Ooh, man.
Ooh,
yeah.
They got some good weed.
Like literally every day they just launch artillery shells at one another.
Is it a nice place though? For some reason it's
okay. It's not
like
Kashmir. They got great sweaters.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking about like Morocco or something.
No,
you know?
No.
What is Kashmir made of? Is that like a
Kashmir, dude? No, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Mm,
it's like velour.
I think it's like very finely woven cotton.
Oh, is it cotton?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
I think it's seal whiskers.
Yeah, there you go.
It's lots of seal whiskers. It's brutal.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it costs so much.
I take you clubbing
a lot of seals, clipping the whiskers, and just leaving the rest.
The nearest seal is like 20,000 miles
away.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's serious business.
The biggest import in Kashmir is seals.
Yeah. That's what built the world.
It's stuff fat inside.
It wasn't silk or spices. It was seal whiskers.
Right.
That's actually what happened. But let me ask you about Lego. Now, a lot of these nerdy style, again, I'm nerdy. I'm into a lot of nerdy stuff. So I'm not bashing when I say that. But like, is there like an alt-right Nazi is like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what
you're
I mean, right?
You get a big vibe. It's all white.
Right.
There's like two black dudes and they're like looking over their shoulder the whole time. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to walk on. Like, I feel like somebody's like, I made this replica, like, you know, Hitler's knife or whatever out of Lego.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm just a fan of the memorabilia.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll be quietly celebrated.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Quietly. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a replica of a Fox News panel.
Yeah. Like, I think I think that I'm going to see like a lot of like support for the abolishing of Roe v. Wade or something like I don't know why.
In fact, like the ironic part is that a lot of these people would not be around.
Yeah,
you know, if those abortion rights were a little laxer.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Definitely not contributing to the abortions of today.
No. They have no skin in the game, dude.
No.
I did
foreskin or otherwise.
Yeah, I did see. I did see a comment on because Facebook is wilding right now. It's wilding.
Wow.
And we're gonna get to that because I want to talk more about this convention. But I did see under one of the, you know, there's many threads going on of support or against or angry or happy or whatever it is. But I saw one of them was like, as a person who could have been aborted.
Yeah.
Isn't that everybody?
Yeah,
knows? Yeah, I
mean, isn't that guess, every human?
Every like they everybody
have the potential to be aborted.
Could have been. Yeah,
could have been.
Even if it wasn't in your mom or your pop's thoughts.
Right.
It could have been happening.
Yeah, exactly.
This might sound a little rough, but one of those posts I saw, I was like, my mom could have aborted me. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish they had. Be a lot better for the world. I mean, and could you imagine, like, if abortion was around, like, I mean, I guess it was, but if Roe versus Wade was around in the time of Hitler, like, wouldn't it be great? Is there anybody in this on this planet who would say, like, no, I don't want Hitler to be aborted?
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, everybody. That should
that
be
been
every
great news.
Person on the, you know, unless
what else would they lie about in the history books then?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the papers, world saved, Hitler aborted.
Yes. Right.
Crisis averted.
It's like they always say, go back in time and kill Hitler. Hitler. No, I'll go back in time to Hitler's mom with a coat hanger.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, going right to the source.
I love that. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Terminator 2 style.
Yeah, that's John. That's why Terminator didn't go after John Connor. Exactly. He went over Sarah Connor.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That's great.
Some other bitch will give birth to John Connor.
So. Yeah. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's great. But back to the nerd convention. I'm a little worried about it. Like, uh-oh. You know, just, you know. Guy bends
you're
over.
Hate it.
You think?
I mean,
I'm leaning in. I'm in the right mindset. I'm so excited for this.
All right,
you guys have no idea.
Caitlin
like, to
did
go
just kind of. She kind of like took the rose tinted glasses off of my head last night. And she's like, you know how you are at these things, aren't you? And I'm like, oh yeah. Like,
oh,
I'm,
no,
it's stressful.
Mind.
It's a stress. Okay. You know,
he's a stress. He's a ball of stress.
I'm a little bit of a ball of stress.
Okay.
Now I am rocking into this one more prepared than I usually am. Mm. And man, the biggest trouble for me is how am I going to get all this shit down there?
Yeah.
Now I have a like 20-foot trailer. I'm just going to throw it all in the back. Yeah, so
able-bodied man. No, no.
Yeah.
No, forget that.
Here's the thing.
I don't need your help.
Yeah,
thank you.
But yeah, breaking apart. Going, that sometimes causes issue for you.
Yeah. I'm prepared for all that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mentally and physically.
Gotcha.
And time wise.
Yeah. But we're bringing the big one, right?
The big one.
Woo-wee.
The big one.
You guys,
yes.
If you don't know, Mass Editor, right, on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I think it is.
Mass Editor. I'm pretty
we should
sure.
put it in the show notes.
Patrick,
give me
Patrick
that.
Macy. You can also look me up that way.
Yeah.
Two S's on Macy.
Yeah.
This is no slight against Caitlin. But, like, your wife and stuff, like, you know, a ball of stress. I mean, I'm sure she knows how to alleviate stress more than anybody else. But, like, I feel like me there, and the dude, your brother.
What does he say about your wife?
No, I'm just saying.
She knows
like,
how to alleviate stress more than anybody. I
here's,
know.
Here's the. Here's the
no. Well, Tyler's pretty good, too.
That's what I'm saying. So, that's a wife trying to help your stress is like, it's right. So, you know, maybe a rub of the back or something. Like, mm-hmm. I'll come up and be like, oh, come on, man. Like, let's get this done.
Yeah.
You know, and this type
well,
of.
I can act like a complete bitch around my wife.
Exactly.
And, you know, and she's used to that. You
right,
know,
right.
Like, you, another man, I'm going to have to, like, just, like,
man up.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's better.
Yeah.
No,
that's
we
better.
As we as married men, especially, need that little bit of a crush because I feel like we're similar in the sense that. We can't be pussies around other dudes,
no.
Period.
Yeah. No.
But our
no.
wives, they've seen like the worst part of us.
I feel like I can't be a bitch in front of.
Yeah,
that's like,
totally.
You know, and then you see those guys that are, usually you work with them. You know what
I mean? Absolutely.
You know, like,
yeah.
Especially like the dealership we've said is that's the hunting grounds of the bitchy male.
Or the significant others of somebody you work with. Or
it's
whatever.
The place you least expect it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, but then it like almost makes sense. Like crowd enough guys together with a stressful enough situation.
Yeah.
They're
the
all
estrogen levels just.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Through the roof.
Yeah. We've said this before on the podcast to avoid like ass kickings or whatever else. Like, you know, the only person you can act like a woman with is your significant other who should be a woman. I don't know.
Well,
you know,
well, not should be, but
hey,
but
no,
probably
not,
is.
Dude, I'm single in 2022. If I walk up to a girl at a bar, I'm just gonna be like, "So have you always been a female?" Or,
yeah.
Can I buy you a drink? You always had that thing?
What if she said no?
Well,
I don't have the thing now, but I have not always been a female.
That's a hell of an Adam's apple you got there. Yeah.
That's a little shaved down.
Ma'am, your Adam's apple is in my drink.
Is that an olive or are you happy to see me?
Ooh. Yeah, no. So, I mean, I'll leave that for another time.
Okay.
Because it all depends on how drunk I am. It, you know, almost lost my headphones doing that. But no, going back to, I don't remember what we were talking about, but the Lego convention.
You're replacing my wife for
that. Yeah, I'm replacing your wife. No, I'm very excited to help, like, manhandle the stuff, help you in that regard. But then also, like, you know, I don't know. I'm probably going to look, like, ripped in front of all the guys that are there. I don't have to worry about looking fat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know.
There's a couple of them that put me to shame, for sure. Yeah. Not that it takes a whole lot, but, for the most part, you will feel like a king among men.
Okay, that's what I'm excited for.
Yeah, you'll feel like Julius Caesar walking around in the Roman Senate.
Right.
Just like, y'all are
do I, do yeah, I sound bad? Humble. Do I sound bad that's kind of the reason why I wanted to
yeah.
go?
Yeah,
I
mean, no, not at all. Okay, that's good. And plus, that's why I like to go there and trump everybody. And also, you know, be the most handsome.
Exactly. I'm waiting to, like, you know,
pick up on some sweet Lego chick.
Yeah, could be.
All right.
No, I'm going.
Wow, he's got so many preconceptions that are about to be, like, just destroyed.
Blown out of the water. Yeah. There's not that one. I mean, there's a one hot gamer chick that everybody knows.
That's the thing. Remember in high school, like, the drama and nerdy girls? Yeah. Like, they weren't but they always had.
Oh, yeah.
They always had.
If you can look past a flaw or two, you can probably find you a good... Probably. You know, Lego lady.
Yeah. I'm willing to lean into the Austin experience.
And we are sharing a hotel room, but I did want to let you know that, man, you need it to yourself for a night or something. That's fine. The trailer I'm bringing with has air conditioning and a fold down bed inside of it. Okay. So
I'll just tie my normally crusty sock around the handle.
No.
But
this dude's going to be laying heavy dick all over the place. You know it.
Just on the table of somebody's mock.
He's going to be dripping all week.
That's why I'm going with you. My brother, he's a top 10 castle builder.
Right.
You know, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You know,
By
Lego magazine.
Nondescript.
Lego
Weekly.
So I get to, like, walk up and be like, oh, you know, what's that, Chewbacca? Well, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you know, I get to feel like I get to have a part of that.
You
got to
say that, though, when looking at Gandalf.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Where's Spock at?
Yeah.
That is... All right, you're my brother. You're coming along with me. All right, you need to go ahead and misidentify every pop culture reference that you see.
I was prepared for that.
Yes, absolutely. You have to do that. Okay.
Good.
But you got me. You back me up if I.
All right. The tchotchkes come out.
Yeah, dude. Some of those.
I got a sock filled with mega blocks. All right.
That's right.
If it comes down to it.
Yeah. Awesome. Because I'm not worried, but you know,
he's got two socks with batteries tied around his neck.
Yeah. I'm just worried. I'm worried about some of these Jabba the Hutt money.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Cosplay.
Just envelop you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. They've got some immense flesh.
Yeah. And now there's a, you know, Caitlin, she has been really jealous this week. I'll just say that. This is her environment. She's a bit of a nerdy chick, you know, and she loves the nerdy environment and lording over them. I mean, it's 99% guys who've never had a girlfriend,
right.
You know? So, she, one thing she does bring to the table. And we'll work on this on the 6-hour drive to Austin from here. Is
she's like the hottest girl in the room at all times. Right. I just thought of this.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right.
Just putting it together here.
And but she knows everything about everything that I've ever built because she hears me screaming about it all as I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So she could spout it off like any normal.
Yeah, that's right. When I'm like, hey, I'm going to go outside and, like, get drunk real quick or something, you know. Yeah. She's while everybody else asking questions, she knows all the answers and stuff. So
when you're off in the bathroom, I can be the guy, and then the people come up and ask me about it, and I'm just misinformation. So how long did this take you? My God, it's an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal.
I do hope. That's why I'm so excited to bring Tyler. Like, I want Tyler's influence in all this. Like, how many pieces do you think? Like, more than one.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Maybe a million?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
less than 10 million.
Yeah.
How did you do this? Like, well, I bought it from Walmart, jackass. Come on. Yeah.
Bought it online. Looked just like this.
Yeah.
That's right.
No assembly required.
Yeah, none.
It's an interesting group. Mm-hmm. If history tells true this weekend, it will be you're going to have a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
For sure.
Plus, we get to be in Austin, so we're definitely going to hit up a coffee thing or something, and
talk to some homeless people.
Yeah,
man bun coffee bar.
Could be.
Yeah,
could
be. Totally.
I reached out to Matthew McConaughey. I think we're going to stop by his place one night.
Nice. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg has a spot there.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Rogan hollered at us, but I was like, nah, dude, we're busy. Sorry, really, we're not going to have time.
I got to find his house.
My only thing is, all right, and we can get to this later, but I've been the victim, like a victim of a lot of theft recently. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you have.
And I'm borrowing my neighbor's, like, this travel trailer probably costs 15 to 20 grand that I'm borrowing. And he told me, he's like, it's no problem. Take it for as long as you need. And if you wreck it, destroy it, lose it, you just buy me another one. Yeah, sure. No problem. And so I am like incredibly, like last night, I could not fall. I'm trying to fall asleep at night. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, what if somebody steals the travel trailer? Mm-hmm. So the only way that I think I can not get it stolen. Now, I've reached out. I know a couple people live in Austin. I'm going to see if maybe they just let me drop it off after we unload it, drop it off at their place. The only other thing I can do is leave it attached to the truck at the hotel. Kind of like lock it. It's got a lock thing on it, so nobody can just pull it off the hitch. But that also means, like, man, Austin is not a place to drive around with like a 20-foot travel trailer on the back of it. So it's going to be a lot of walking. It's going to be like going places that are within walking distance. Now, we are in the ritzy part of Austin. So literally, I mean, we're in the nicest place. All the bars, restaurants, and stuff's all right there. You know, brothels and everything.
I could just watch the trailer just outside in the parking lot cooking sausages.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring a lawn chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That could be.
Some sparklers.
We'll figure it out when we get there. We'll judge it when we get there. What are we staying at? Best Western?
Marriott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marriott.
Actually,
trailers don't get.
It's a Marriott.
Marriott?
Bon Voyage or Bon Voy something.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
French name, too.
Yep. No, it's not.
It's so nice that it does not have a continental breakfast.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
oh, great.
No, that sucks. Yeah, it should have stayed at a damn Super 8 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Marriott Bonvoy.
Bonvoy, that's
Bonvoy.
It. Yeah. The Renaissance.
Oh, yes. Renaissance. No Texas-shaped waffle?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man.
Yeah.
What am I going for?
That's some crap.
Yeah. Got to go to the Travel Lodge for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll just stop by on the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Walk in.
See if that homie's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, that worst place, probably the worst hotel I've ever stayed at. Yeah, was the Travel Lodge in Amarillo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed there for 2 nights. The door would not lock. So we literally had to barricade it every night because also Amarillo, like, it's the most dangerous city in the world.
It's the dirtiest place on earth.
People in Baghdad or Fallujah are like, sure glad I don't live in Amarillo.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of
it's like Calcutta walking around.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just lucky if you don't get raped as a man.
That's right. We go there like a pool, you know, pool in operating, condition. We get there and the pool is green. Horrible looking. Ooh. And they're like, oh yeah, we're offering the pool actually over at Gold's Gym down the way, so you got to walk down to Gold's Gym to get to the pool. And we get there and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about and we're closing, so nobody just uses the pool. Like, you know, we come
not
back
for free.
We come back, our manager Troy, who's just
Troy
this, Troy is just this meth addled dude, like rolling around the grounds. He's like the groundskeeper, the manager, the whole thing.
He lives there.
He was literally working 24/7, I'm pretty sure. He was always there. Never got involved with any other guy, just that guy. You know, and I believe the second time we went there, we got the B&B, right? Or was that the first time?
Yeah, no, we got the B&B. Okay. There was a gay American Airlines pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because all the it was like memorabilia everywhere. 50% of it, like, hey, I'm a pilot for American Airlines. The other 50% is like, I'm as gay as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right.
Sat on his couch. I was like, what is that? Pulled a dildo out of it. That happened. But yeah, when it comes to this weekend, I'm excited. It's been a while since I've gotten away. So getting
we've
away
never had
new
a trip,
town.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. You so we're going to I'm there for protection. I'm there to stand strong. I'm there to bash some nerds. I'm there to enjoy some Lego creations, but also be smug about it. I've got my smug loaded. So
the worse you act, the better I look. So
yeah, he got that sawed off smug loaded.
Yeah.
Ready to rock.
Yeah. Holstered,
ready to rock him with the gauge.
Yeah. His trench coat.
And I definitely want, whatever you want to do, you can do. It's just whatever you can do, probably in walking
within
distance.
Within walking distance.
Because if I do keep, that was my thing. I was like, man, I was going to offer you the truck to go. If you're like, hey, dude, there's something going around town on the other side of town. And I'm like, wow, dude, I'm still trying to put my shit together. Okay. You go ahead, take the truck.
Nice.
But if have the trailer attached.
Yeah, that's be tough. And plus, you're going to be wanting to bash nerds, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm fully intent on enjoying the Lego experience.
There are some cool folks, and now cool. And we'll see. You know, we'll see. I've built a little circle of folks around there, so hopefully they're all there, and they're gonna promise a good time.
Any Princess Leias?
Gold bikinis.
No, I don't think so.
Is there a bar in the area?
Katniss.
We're definitely hitting up a bar, right?
Any Katniss? Yeah. Any? No.
Could be some Katniss.
Some Katniss.
Yeah, it might be.
Hold on. More like Gamergate chicks. You know?
Nice. Yeah. Well, as soon as that is done, on the way to 4th of July, coming right back, 4th of July.
Y'all hitting the 4th here?
It's locked and loaded, yeah. Yeah, we're hitting here Sunday night, like late Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be like midnight or so.
I forgot that's Monday, ain't it?
Yeah, 4th of July is Monday, so I'll be waking up just straight patriotic.
Waking up, just blowing shit up. Yeah.
You're going to be shitting red, white, and blue.
Dude, nice. I'm going to take that AR that I don't have.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up some tea and crumpets.
Yeah. Or TNT.
Yeah. And then like Canadian jar of maple syrup, snipe that out.
Yeah. Burn a Union Jack.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, dude. I'm so excited for it. Be really American that day.
Is that a new pre-roll?
What is that?
The Union Jack.
Yeah, burn a Union Jack.
Burn a Union Jack, dude.
I'd try. It's
three different types of weed.
And a meat pie.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Anything on 4th? I got nothing. I mean, I was just blow up some action figures. Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. There's fireworks celebration still going on that day. Yeah. So, you know.
Favorite firework? That. Go.
Oh, easily Dakota. I call it Dakota Dynamite. They're just like the little dynamite sticks.
Oh, okay. Like the little M40s or whatever?
Yeah, little Black Cats. Not the M40s. No. Those are the stubby big ones.
Right.
Those are much bigger. Yeah. I like those little red ones.
Oh, like the Ladyfingers.
Like Ladyfingers, but they have a longer wick.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm with you. They're like individual Ladyfingers. Fuse. Yeah.
Fuse. Yeah. America. Wick. We say fuse.
Yeah. You got the wick.
You got the wick.
See, I'm telling you.
Detonator.
I said I'm waking up American that day.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm still still learning.
You're working on it.
I love it.
Monkey Shine.
Monkey Shine? What's
Monkey
that?
Shine's good.
That?
Now, since Biden's become president, the Monkey Shine sucks.
What?
Yeah, it's all like EPA friendly and stuff and, you know, climate change or whatever.
What the hell is Monkey Shine?
What the hell is
it? It's a monkey-shaped head. It's like a monkey head.
Yeah, okay.
And it has like, it's got, you know, whizzers and wowzers and zizzlers and zangers. Yeah. Like everything comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got, you know, like artillery shells.
Yeah.
And everything. That's like a whole fireworks show in one little $20 monkey head.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Mine's similar. Head. It's like a brick thing. You light it and it has 100 shots
Yeah.
You know, like it looks like a little miniature fireworks display right there for you.
I love those. The kid in me, though, I love fountains.
Yeah.
I am a big fountain fan.
I like blowing shit up.
Light your cigarette on it.
I don't know why it reminds me of the monkey head, man. Like, remember Indiana Jones? Eat some monkey brain.
Or chilled it's monkey brains for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's best enjoyed while alive.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know it.
That's been considered one of the most offensive things in film history. Yeah, gotta be. Whole scene. Yeah.
Eating the brains.
Yeah,
the just that whole feast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's not how people eat. Yeah, come on now.
Come on now. It, or is it?
But they weren't even.
That's probably how they do.
Yeah, that weren't in like some country that was, you know, clean and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
They were in a dirty country.
This isn't my
joke.
Certainly
not a country you would drink with water from.
Yeah. Exactly.
This isn't my joke, but if you were enjoying some monkey braids, you'd be like, can I send mine back? Mine's retarded.
Oh.
Ouch. Can't say that.
No. But can I?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It's not my joke.
Blame that. Yeah. No, you're innocent.
Yeah. Totally innocent.
You're ignorant.
Yeah.
Actually, of the facts.
The reason I like the little dynamites, the little black cats or Dakota Dynamite, whatever. I call them that because I lived in North Dakota when I first remember getting them. But they're so versatile. You can do so many things with them. You could tie 10 of them together. You could blow up individual action figures, you know, this and that.
Right.
You could throw them. You can throw them under the water.
Oh, they went in the water?
And they go under the water and look like depth charges.
Yeah,
that's what the M40s were like that. Yes. You could toss those and you could have couple of fish float to the top with those M40s.
I feel like the M40 has been castrated. The M40 is not the same as when we were kids.
It used to be the M80.
I was going to say, it was the M80s.
Now it's the M40.
Now it's the M40s. Yeah. And I think it's the grain or whatever used to be.
Thanks
the
to the ATF.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
I want to blow some real shit up, not fake blow shit.
Yeah, blow my hand off and pay exorbitant amounts. It's America.
It's America. I mean, stitch my thumb to my pinky and let's continue on with life.
What's your favorite? This is America. I either pay too much for health insurance or I give a fake name at the ER.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I pay very little for fireworks. Absolutely. If you did $30 in fireworks,
you got a
whole
night.
You're running out of stuff by the end because I don't do that by those
big lighters. You don't buy the packets? The big
packs? I don't
buy
the packets. Those packets are a rip, I think.
That's true.
I get a lot of little stuff.
Like, so do you go to the buy one, get one freeze, or do you go to the one that just makes you pay for it? Because there's that, now they got like buy one, get six free or whatever.
That's true, man. It's like. They're so cheap.
Yeah.
Any stand or warehouse or whatever, a big tent, doesn't matter. You go $30 and what I like to get will get you enough, tons and tons.
You got to go to the one that sells last year's fireworks, the ones that are like not legally supposed to be sold.
You may have to relight it a couple times.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Or the fuse is like,
yeah.
That's all right, though.
What's your favorite?
I like rockets.
You like
bottle
rockets?
I like the missiles. No, not the bottle rockets.
The whistling missiles?
The big missile.
Like the big missiles, you know.
The big stake.
Well, not even that. I like the ones with the little tri-fin that you set it down light.
Oh,
but you grab it by one of the fins, light it, and then fling it.
Yes,
and then it'll go.
Hopefully it goes up.
Hopefully it goes up. It may not. It doesn't always.
Yeah, right into the open window of your dad's truck.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
We used to use the tubes for the mortar shells.
Yeah.
We used to use those with a rocket inside and shoot them at each other like bazookas.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
My dad would always get those they were like giant bottle rockets.
Yep.
You know, big rocket on the end of a stick. And he used to just, you know, cigarette hanging out of his mouth over it, trying to light it. And I remember one time he lit it and the fuse must have been short or something. It like blew up at, like right in front of him.
Oh, dang.
He hit the deck. I was like, what are you doing, dad? You know, like,
because
he was
Panama all over again.
Yeah. Because he was lost.
Grenada.
Yeah, it was a Grenada, straight up. Just had a bad case of food poisoning. And
Luckily, I've never had any.
Sunburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had anything blow up in my hand. I've had some that I literally tossed and within inches it blew up. But luckily, that doesn't really hurt you as bad as if it were to blow up in a closed hand, obviously. Yeah.
I'll tell this hypothetical story about this guy who used to take fireworks from the American border into Canada.
Yeah.
Don't know him.
Never knew.
Never heard of him.
Probably with Al-Qaeda or something.
Probably. Yeah. ISIS before ISIS was a thing.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Absolutely.
But also...
Al-Qaeda's like ISIS, dude. Those dudes are crazy.
Yeah. Right?
Mahegla Jeff and Behegla Jeff did it.
Yeah.
Jeff? Wait, isn't that that's the main card on the UFC, isn't it?
Magomed Sharperikov.
Yeah. And
Sardyukin. So, there may... In my vicinity of friends, there may or may not have been a backpack full of fireworks that Canadians have never laid eyes upon.
Not allowed to have.
They don't even have sparklers anymore.
Wow.
That's just done with. They have the little thing where you light it, and it's like the little tank or whatever, and goes for 3 inches, and then it just... Yeah. There's not even like a...
What about pops? What about the little snappers?
No. No.
It's so illegal up there.
It's so illegal. Yeah. Those are like little...
They might hurt you.
Law, law.
Well, that's a universal healthcare system, you know?
Yeah,
it's like taxpayers got to pay for that.
Can't
blown
blow your
off
hands
finger.
Off. That makes sense.
Right.
Okay. I hadn't thought about it that.
Well, I had a very eccentric friend who... Like, you could just tell just by looking at this guy, he was like a fire bug or whatever, you know, a fire
starter.
He liked to burn shit.
Wait, he was your friend or
this theoretical,
hypothetical
hypothetical friend.
I don't know. Canada doesn't have Statue of Limitations.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
So just,
true enough.
Yeah.
His name was Sporgan. And
Rusty Shackelford.
Heard this story about them going out to this field behind one of their friend's house or whatever, and bust out the fireworks, and hypothetically, he sticks the first firework of them all, of the whole ordeal, sticks a bottle rocket into the ground, lights it, and I can't really blame it on this, but on him, but... You gotta blame it on him.
Yeah.
He lit it and it just went right into the bag of fireworks.
Oh, no.
Lit off ladyfingers, lit off, like, it was. pandemonium.
Yeah.
And I said, no more. It. You get no, like, that was your one. You get A1.
Well, yeah, there was none left.
There was none.
Yeah,
yeah. You did them all.
Yeah. There was, like, you know, a box of the little dynamite left or whatever. I'm like, everybody else join in.
If that you still story fish was, some out of the backpack?
Yeah.
Like, after
the backpack was tattered.
Yeah.
You know, like a whole roll of ladyfingers going off.
Dang.
You know,
I'm going to go tell my moms about this.
Yeah.
The new backpack.
Yeah. They didn't even know what ladyfingers were. No, so, like, and I was, like, going to bust them out. I was going to bust them out, you know. No. So all of a sudden, it's machine gun fire around these Canadians who have barely
never
heard
a pellet gun.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So did, like, the army of Canada move in on you guys? What?
The parents of the house were a little concerned.
I bet. Wow.
Yeah. Well, this American guy bring a fully automatic weapon down here?
The police. Yeah.
Wow. See, that's
Mounties.
People always ruin good things. You
I know.
You take something like that up there. They're overly excited. That's why I would never, like, we've talked about our good Canadian friend coming down here, and I'm like, man, I want to give him to shoot some guns. I'm like, maybe not. He would accidentally, like, shoot me or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
He'd be like pointing it backwards and stuff. And
100%. You know, you get, like, that's where the failure comes in, when you're too eager. You know, eagerness is the death of methodicalness.
Overexcitement coupled with, like, ignorance, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as an American, you're born knowing how to shoot fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get this Canadian down here, you know, hand him the gun, and you'd be like, all right, let me tell you a few. He's like, I play Call of Duty, man.
Exactly. I can remember my grandparents' house. My grandfather had a loaded firearm in every corner of the living room. And I can remember the very first time I saw the, you know, keep kids away from guns campaign. And I was like, that's not how you do it. You just teach them how to use it properly. And then they don't touch it when they're not supposed to.
Right.
You don't, like, keep them away from it, because I'm a kid. And if you keep me away from something, I want to go see it worse.
First thing you want to do.
As soon as you're gone and I'm home alone, I'm going to go explore the gun cabinet or what, you know what I mean?
Right. Or the magazine under your bed.
Otherwise, my grandfather's like, let's go out. We're going to go shoot a couple squirrels. I'm going to show you how to use this thing.
Yeah.
And you never touch one of the ones sitting in the corner of this house.
Yeah.
And I never did. Yeah. Never did.
No kid who's ever gone hunting has committed a mass shooting. I'll just say that. Bring it down here on another notch here.
That's probably, I don't know the statistics, but I would go behind that.
I'm with you.
It's piece of shit douchebags who buy a AR-15 on their 18th birthday who go shoot schools up. You know, it's not kids who were raised around guns. You know, they don't do that type of stuff. They know.
It's true.
I agree.
I would say that. And they're like, taught you have to eat what you kill, too. And
you don't want to eat people.
No,
Taboo. My only contention that comes with it is, like, school shootings don't normally happen from, like, a lack of gun safety.
No.
But I take your meaning.
Yeah.
Speaking on that, too, I got something. Uh-oh. I got something for
us. What's he got? What's he breaking out here?
I got a little slice of
is this the question of the day?
It's not the question.
Oh, okay.
But I got this. I want to
brought
see how
to you by
guys...
my beautiful wifey.
Yes.
Well, shout out. Maybe you should check and see what
I know, right?
First. Yeah.
Lara's like, shut up.
Not brought to
I'm
you
not
by.
Bringing you jack shit.
This is brought to you by our newest governor.
Our newest governor?
Yeah. She's not elected yet. She's not yet.
The
other guy might
she's
make
gonna
it.
Be.
It.
Hey,
she
he's
won
got
the
a
primary.
Chance. He's got a chance, right?
Oh, she'll win.
She won the primary. So this is.
I'm just being.
So this is from. Our soon to be new governor
looking at Tyler's
Can we say
eye.
Name?
No, not that
yeah,
eye.
Not
the
that
other eye.
The other eye. All right. Yeah, this creature here. here it is.
We will make sure that when a kid is in the womb, they're as safe as they are in a classroom.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean,
what a beautiful voice.
But. That they're not super safe.
They're
in
not
the very
safe
right
now. Not the safest at the moment in the classroom over there.
That's not held too true over.
No, no.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Is that where that meme comes from? It's like you want to, you know, keep them safe in the womb, but once they get to the classroom, you're just going to let it be hell's bells. What I mean, that must have been
absolutely
something from it.
I mean, as soon as you are no longer. Your foot is out of your mother's vagina. Nobody cares about you. Nobody gives two craps about you.
Oh, me.
There's a famous political cartoon I'm seeing spread more across Facebook right now, and this is from the George H.W. Bush era.
Herbert Walker.
Herbert Walker, yeah, holding an umbrella, and you've got a pregnant mother and her young child standing in the rain, and he's just holding the umbrella just enough to cover her pregnant belly, while Mama and the you know, 4 or 5 year old child are just soaking in the rain.
Yeah, well, they're a bunch of freeloaders.
Yeah,
all right, a bunch of freeloaders living off the system.
They got their own voice.
Hey, you're not giving enough credit, okay? You go to prison, they're going to take care of you.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to get them 3 hots and a cot.
Yeah, Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. You know? Republican, you get food and a roof over your head. If you're a Democrat, you get you know your sex change funded.
Yeah,
so you got to. Sounds like you got to be in a small box either way.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly. That $100,000 student loan you took out to get a master's degree in Tolkien history.
Yeah,
Joe Biden's going to go ahead and waive that student loan. Hilarious.
That's gone. Don't worry about hilarious. It.
Well, can I just go on a record and say I don't want to kill any babies, but at the same time I'm not going to tell a woman what to do with her body. Can I be there?
You may.
Is there a possibility?
Are you a modern man, Jaylen?
Oh my gosh. I'm an old white man too.
Yeah.
And I ain't trying to tell nobody how to handle their situations.
Yeah. It's just something like, in my opinion, I mean, if I gonna give my opinion, I'm with you. It's been something like that. It was one of my founding political beliefs when I was young. You know, I believed it for a long time.
What?
Against abortion, but for killing babies.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't like children.
But you want to tell women what to do with their bodies.
No.
I love it.
No, obviously, I'm in the other camp. But the reason is just like that this whole thing is so weird is like it was already done. To undo is the weird part to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to step backwards.
I mean, legally, Roe versus Wade was a limitation put upon abortions. Because at that point, I mean, people were just going to back alleys, you know, and doing it.
They were free to do them wherever,
it was a wild
whenever,
west.
Yes. By anybody.
So Roe versus Wade was to be like, nah, man, we got to regulate this. Like, this is how you can legally do this. And now we get rid of it, so it's now it's just lawlessness.
But it turned
again.
Into a recreational taking out whoever you don't want.
Right.
Technically, right?
It went Terminator style.
It turned into a recreational kill them if you don't want them right now.
Right.
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 Which is a tough way to live life.
I see a lot of, like, not a lot, but I've seen a few, like, I read a story from the New Yorker the other day talking. It was an interview with a guy who was just like, oh, man, this kind of sucks because, like, the only reason I have money right now is because all the women that I've impregnated have got abortions afterwards, you know? Yeah. He's like, this is going to, I don't know how I'm going to financially recover from the destruction of Roe versus Wade.
I just don't think there's very much of a, there's no in-between on this issue. It's so hard one way or so hard the other way because, and I personally believe that it is literally like take away no uterus, no opinion or whatever. All right, just take a basic human. All right, you're either going to think one way or the other. It's either going to be murdering a baby or it's going to be not just, you know,
like
blowing your nose.
Good point.
Yeah. You know, it'll be blowing your nose or murdering. Like, you know, and it's there's not going to be anybody coming to the table on this issue. Yeah, I think that's impossible.
You know? See, I would love for someone to offer an option, I guess is the way to put it, that would not have to do with the death of innocents, but at the same time would deal with problems that come with to women when it's something that it's something like you just said, it's black or white. It's really not something that is, you can't come to a middle ground on. It's kind of crazy.
It was
it's
a middle ground. It was called Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, yep, the first trimester. Okay. Mm-hmm. In cases of rape and incest, or you just realize that you can't do it or something. But hey, if you let it get to the point, because if you're a woman, you know if you're pregnant or not, like after
Depends.
A month. You know,
that's
a pretty good idea.
Not necessarily. Not with the healthcare that we have.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's why Canada doesn't have anything like that. But with Canada, and other countries, you have access to that healthcare. You're going to take advantage of it as often as possible. The moment that you have an inkling, you can go and get it
within
checked
3
out.
Months. The first within 3 months, your first trimester, you'll know like, okay, I haven't had a menstrual cycle in 3 months. I'm pregnant. You know, good chance. Mm-hmm. Or and it could obviously it could be a health issue. And and I'll take your point there. We're in Canada. Yeah, healthcare is free, so I'll see you about this, and the doctor will tell you, no, you got this problem, or you're pregnant.
Yeah.
But
your wellness and checkups are a lot more often.
Right. And there's an idea, and it kind of gets to the point. If you kind of let it go, now you're like 4 or 5 months into your pregnancy. At that point, you've got a baby inside you. I mean, at 5 months, you can give birth to that premature child, and that child will survive until full grown adult. But you know, at that point, it gets a little dicey. Sure. I feel like morally.
But does that factor in if you're good with, you know, any kind of abortion? Doesn't matter how long it's in you. I think it does a little bit to me, obviously. But at the same time, I don't like that whole, like, you can't have an opinion on it completely, you know. Maybe it doesn't carry as much weight, but I'm going to have an opinion.
Well, I mean, I think you should be able to have an opinion on it, absolutely. Especially if it directly involves you.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a woman that is pregnant with your child right now, you're allowed to have an opinion on it. Does that mean that she has to follow your opinion?
No, yeah, exactly.
No.
It's not like it's 50-50. Yeah. You just have the opinion.
You have the opinion, your relationship may bank off of that opinion.
Sure.
I mean, that's a positive. Mm-hmm. Everybody, we've talked about this on this podcast and on our other show. Your words that come out of your mouth, i.e. the opinions you express, they have consequences, whether good or bad. You know what I mean? Whatever you express, some people may take offense to that, or some people may find that appalling.
Say that holds true in real life, not just on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, you know, I see a lot of stuff about how this is a religious issue, and I really don't think it is, to be honest. Because I personally believe this is a old versus young issue.
There's a lot of religious zealots that will make it an issue,
100%.
But they'll also say, if he's a murderer, well, then just murder him too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
They'll eye for an eye this side. Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack.
No, eye for an eye
this argument, but they will you can't be selective when it comes to human life if you're using human life as a point of contention.
Right. I know many moderate Christians, you know, or not, or like just Christians who are okay with abortion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe not, they wouldn't do themselves, but I feel like a lot of Christians don't really worry about the sins of other people. You know what I mean? If they believe it's a sin, ultimately, it's just not going to bother. They want health care for women. You know?
I mean, I don't think I should say this is your sin.
Right.
This is your, I don't True. Think pointing out, I agree. Yeah, but at the same time, if you're a Christian, it's called iron sharpens iron. You don't have to use Christian. If we're broadcasters and we want to be better broadcasters, us as broadcasters are going to correct each other here and there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Christian, you can use the same example. I will use biblical examples to help correct you if you're a Christian. If you're not a believer, though, that's not up to me.
Right.
It's up to me to show you that I believe, and this is why, and you know, but I can't force you to believe.
Yeah.
But all this just reinforces it. Such a personal thing.
It's all personal.
And I don't mean to come across as a libertarian here, by God, for God's sake, I don't. But I get really leery when we start to see the highest court in the land, when we see our federal government start to legislate morality. Like, that's just so uneasy to me. I mean, there's certain things. You're not going to find a society in the world where they say that murder is okay.
Yeah.
Like, or adultery, even, something as specific as that. There is no society in the world. You can go from the tribes of the Amazon to...
What about murdering those that adulterize? Because that is an okay thing.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's not murder, then. That is a righteous killing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like war, you wouldn't, you know, a soldier who kills somebody in combat, that's not murder.
Murder, absolutely.
You somebody who kills somebody to protect themselves, not murder. That's self defense. You know, there are obviously there's gray zones there. You know, so
no, I'm with you.
Yeah. I forget where I was going.
Well, I mean, I guess it boils down to what do you consider life? I guess, you know, like you again. That's why I'm saying it's not 100% a religious issue, because I'm certain there's plenty of religious people out there that also like science and know kind of stuff about biology and might say, listen, at least in that first month or two, that's just like kind of a collection of cells, you know, like that's not exactly God given life at that moment. I mean, you need to make it through, you need to, you know, and then there's some people that say it begins at conception, and then that's what they believe. But
and there's a lot of non-believing women that have aborted children and regretted it the rest of their lives.
There's probably plenty of non-religion, and probably what I'm saying, but there definitely is a lot of non-religion, not religious at all,
right,
who are pro-life.
Yeah.
And do not like, you know, and then the opposite way, like I said, a religious person who is also like, hey, listen, I don't want the government, you know, telling you what to do just because I believe it's wrong. I'll never get one and I can lay safe knowing right. that, you know, you don't need to believe that the country is going to hell and this and that. So that's why, you know, and I'm trying to extend an olive branch out to other people, just trying to say, like, listen, I mean, you know, for the people that are super against this, we shouldn't all just be at each other's throats about this type of thing. This is a complex thing that's all personal and feelings and what you believe in science.
That's why it's best to keep the
religion.
Government out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the government's great with simple things.
Right.
All right. Not so much these complicated issues of morality and what happens in a household.
That's why it should be, you know, I believe it should be a healthcare matter. You get it if you want it. You don't if you don't ever want to do that. But, you know, then you get the people starting to believe that, you know, the country's going to hell in a handbasket because of it. But like, what's the consequences there? You'll be fine.
STDs. It's a consequence. I mean, there are a lot of consequences out there to people that are sexually promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having to abort a baby that you don't want is, I guess, one of those consequences.
Right.
And think about it.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's an abort. If you choose to have an abortion and you morally have no cares about it,
mm-hmm.
it's just still a physical event you have to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I don't think anybody's just that blasé about it.
Right. It's just blasé'd because the polarizing issue, it's an issue people want to argue.
Yeah. Yes. If it wasn't an issue that anybody was arguing, then maybe it would be blasé and it would be just blowing your nose.
Right.
Like, that's what it is.
And the thing is, like, Roe versus Wade kind of followed, like, how just people are in general. It's not like this was just an arbitrary thing. Mm-hmm. It kind of followed, like, just the trends of society. The women out there getting abortions in their second or third trimester, pretty much non-existent. I mean, you can count them on one hand kind of thing. You know, most people who do it, they're going to do it. Most women who do it are going to do it in their first trimester. You know, there's not people out there 8 months pregnant just like, yeah, I changed my mind, and get an abortion. That's why Roe versus Wade was like, this is the human trend. Let's, you know, and
actually,
rules are there to cut out the exceptions, you know.
And there was law on, like, after that point, there was certain point, especially some of your, you know, Bible Belt states created, that you had to show, like, the heartbeat to the mother of the child before the abortion could be carried on.
Give them instructions. And that it is interesting to me that one of the most vocal pro-life groups in the nation are and this is just from what I've seen, is women who have had abortions who are like, look, it was a terrible decision.
Exactly.
And I hate for other women to be in the same situation I'm in.
Yeah. No, there's tons of statistic out there.
That argument is terrible.
No, yeah. It's still in a personal right, matter.
There's a statistic out there that talks about the percentage of women that hear the heartbeat and then still continue to with the abortion is like almost non-existent.
Yeah.
It's like once they hear the heartbeat, it's real to them. They don't want to abort anymore.
You know, and it would just
give it up for adoption, once the pregnancy ends, once they give birth, they then allow the child to be adopted.
Yeah.
The percentage of abortions that happen after the heartbeat is heard by the mother is
cuts
so,
it down way.
So small.
And you raise a really good point there. It's like, all right, so we just got rid of Roe versus Wade. There's no give and take in this nation. We just took that right away from women. But what we have not done is I have personal friends who cannot have children, would love to adopt. You know how much it costs to adopt a child and how difficult it is. That, you know, and
now there'll be more adoptable children.
Well, you would think, but I mean the cost and the cost of entry to that is still
it's
the
like
same
20
as
grand
always.
Up front.
40 I mean you're talking 40 grand to complete the whole process. Just from
babies from Little Rock. Yeah.
I mean, if you try to get an American baby, that's why, you know, I used to cast a little shade on people like, why are you going to adopt a kid from overseas? Well, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Even counting, like, you go, you adopt a kid from Rwanda, even your six trips you got to make to Rwanda to meet the family and everything's not going to cost you as much as it is to adopt a child from Arkansas.
It's not just like getting a stray cat. Not only the money that you have to put up front, you have to do like a long time of them looking at you supplying all kinds of paperwork. It's got to be this type of, you'll get rejected for like minor things within your household.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you might be looking at 2 years, like, you know, like
years of paperwork and like I'm talking cash up front, lots of it, you know, just to get a homegrown, you know, USA baby.
And you know, and some of my figures and stuff may not be 100% accurate here, but I would just like to see it's a point that I heard one pro-life person say. It's like, all right, we got rid of we're letting states now control how they do abortions. And they told me that very much in support of the Supreme Court getting, you know, striking down Roe versus Wade. But they're like, at the same time, I would sure like to see the federal government reduce the entry costs into abortion, make it easier, or adoption, excuse me. Yeah. Make it easier for couples to adopt children. Yeah. You know, so now you have these mothers who have children that, you know, say unwanted for a better term.
Yeah.
Now have ability to, like, they're going to go through the through their pregnancy. But when that child's delivered, it's given to a family that wants the child,
right?
You know, and
right.
That seems fair. It seems like a compromise.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
more than we have right now.
Anyways. Right, right. There's got to be something set in place. You know, kind of like a yin and a yang to everything, right? I mean, you take that away, there's got to be other things that go with it. I don't know. Obviously it's been an argument for a long time. But
70s is when they passed Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, 73, so was, I think.
Dang. And it was probably far before that, you know.
So
and,
50 years.
Yeah. And I guess abortions are going to happen legally or not either way.
True.
You know, it's
people
just now
will travel
people are
out
gonna,
of state.
Yeah,
so.
They're going to go out of state, out of country, or
so
or
are there
in
any
the back
states,
alley.
Yeah, are there any states that are like, no, we will continue?
Yes. Yep. California, okay. Illinois.
Yeah, this by striking down Roe versus Wade, it's like it would be like the government striking down analogy here, but striking down the minimum wage, a federal minimum wage means like every state can determine what they want as a minimum wage, but it can't be less than the federal guideline. Roe versus Wade is like states, you can do whatever you want. It just can't be less than Roe versus Wade.
Right.
Now you've gotten rid of Roe versus Wade. Each state gets to decide what they want to do.
And it can boil all the way down to contraception and other healthcare issues, you know, Planned Parenthood, all that kind of stuff can be affected by it. It's not just strictly abortions, you know. Like, what were you talking about the other day? Was it Mitch McConnell or somebody? Or probably not him, but, you know, looking at, or no, was it Clarence Thomas? That's who we're talking about. Clarence Thomas is like looking at getting rid of contraception for married couples.
Yes. Yep.
You know, that's
which
that's
is crazy.
It's insane. I mean,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
insane.
Clarence, dude, what? I can't even say anything.
Yeah.
This is going to sound terrible. Yeah. But,
so was he acquitted of all that sexual stuff a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Was she lying or did he just get
away
with it?
They said that she lied. Well, both, I'm sure.
Probably,
yeah.
Yeah. There's a level of truth in it. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking maybe my $40,000 figure to cost of the cost to adopt a child from the United States. This is, according to AmericanAdoptions.com, the average cost of adoption in the United States is somewhere around $70,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$70,000.
That's not like
that's not credit card.
That's not credit card. That's not like fees over time.
Yeah.
That's upfront. Get a kid
in
your house.
The friends I have, they probably make about that much in a year combined, which I mean for our areas net you're not poor, but you're not real. That's middle class, probably lower middle class around here. You know, great people. They pay for it. You know, they have a home, own their own home. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say good people, but 70, they can't afford that.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to be able to adopt a child at 70 grand.
Now, is fostering different though? Can you foster for quite a while? Right, you can foster a kid until. But that's a different thing.
That's a different
entirely.
Thing. Yep. Yeah, I have another friend who his family was now he's the biological child of his parents, but they were also a foster home. They just in and out. I mean, kids in and out, and it was always a heartbreaking thing because you never knew how long you might hold on to a foster kid. They did adopt one of them, and that was just a whole another again.
Yeah.
That's a whole other, you know, pay to play procedure. Right. You know,
and there's got to be something out there for people wanting to adopt to make it easier, maybe cheaper. There's got to be programs or something like that, but like mainly for the most part I've just heard I've known plenty of women that look into it and they're like, oop, nope, yeah. Can't do that.
I mean, I understand a high bar to be out there to make sure, because there's plenty there's plenty, you know, weirdos, sex predators and weirdos and stuff that love to adopt a child. So I understand. But you got like a married couple that's paying all their bills and stuff. I mean, let's $10,000? Is that you know, would that not be fair? You know, $10,000, I'd adopt a kid for $10,000, you know, that's no problem.
Proper paperwork and monitoring them for a few months and check-ins, almost like a parole, just to be like, okay, what are you doing now? Like this and that. But I can hear it takes years sometimes for them to deem you eligible for that type of thing. So it's, you know, the one thing I did see on Facebook, I don't remember who said it, but it was like, I personally only know two women that have had abortions and they both regretted it. And I was like, man, you don't know a lot of women.
Yeah. Well, I know, most women are not going to talk about it.
That's right. Mm. And the ones that, you know, like
In other words, two women felt comfortable enough with you to tell you that they have had an abortion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's not a strike on whoever. I don't remember.
Well, that just means, like you said, you don't know enough women intimately enough to want to have that conversation with you.
Right.
There's a lot of guys out there with tiny, you know, they don't go around talking about it.
Exactly. And like, as far as even the most righteous, you know, pro-choice women or people that I've met will fully still tell you it's not, you know, it's not McDonald's. You're not stopping through for the fast lane drive through all the time to get it done. It's a serious thing. It just needs to be there, you know? So there you go. I wasn't even hoping to get into all that. What I really wanted to talk about was Facebook. Is going crazy right now. We talked about it a little bit, like this whole unfriending thing. I get it. I totally get it. But like, if you put out, like, the thing is, I always see that it's like, unfriend me if you. I want to see how your friends list actually changed, because I'm pretty sure you've weeded all those people out at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
with
you
the did last that back, post about unfriend me.
Yeah. You did that back in 2016 during the election.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, my wall is covered with it. My Facebook feed or whatever, and I only have like 200 friends. So that's got to be every Facebook user going on Facebook right now scrolling through. You're going to see that, right?
I feel like the only three people in my Facebook list that have not done that yet is you, Tyler, you, Jay, and myself.
Right. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Unless I missed it and you hit me.
Yeah,
you
know, no.
Blocked me from the post or something.
No.
I didn't want y'all talking smack about my posts.
10 years ago, I absolutely would have made a post.
Yep, you know? Me too.
But
20 years ago.
Or right, right. Like I said,
hadn't been out that long.
I just keep my nose out of a lot of this type of stuff. I feel bad. I do. But, you know, at the same time, this is America, and I have no doubt we'll figure it out and we'll have something going forward.
Well, here's how I apply it to my life. How will this national decision ever affect me personally?
Right.
The closest I can come is that my daughter, one of my daughters may opt to or not to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I hope that's not an option for them. I hope they...
Sure.
But I don't know their circumstances. And to this day, in this exact moment, if one of them called me and said, this is what I'm doing, this is whatever, you know what I mean? I would say, if you want to talk about it more, I would love to talk with you about it. But I'm not going to condemn you for any decision.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
That's the average American.
Yes.
I think.
And like, even if you disagree with it personally, Jay Lindley, I know you have some reservations about it,
totally.
But like, and if you want, I can strike this.
No, you don't have to. Please don't.
Would you drive your daughter to the abortion clinic?
No.
Okay. Probably you wouldn't do that.
No.
All right.
No, probably not.
You know,
actually, you know what? I take that back. Now that you ask me and I really ponder, I would drive with her. I would go experience that with her.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'd want to see what
that's what I'm saying.
Because in your heart of hearts, you know that it would not be an easy decision that she made. And when she comes out afterwards, you're a good dad. You're a good man. You have a good heart, and you're going to be there for her.
I wouldn't love her any less if she chose to or not to.
Right, right.
100%.
See, you're the man. Now, let me ask you.
If she was the transition.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If she wanted to be Jay Jr. Jr.
Yeah.
Then,
and go swim on a man's team.
I would say kick all those boys' asses, young lady. You know what I mean?
Dad over
there. Yeah, you're a good dad.
I mean, again, some of the issues in life may have to do with the lack of a strong parental unit at home. I don't know.
Sure.
But the issues that my children are dealing with are pretty regular, and some of them seem, you know, in the moment they seem, oh crap, you know what I mean? They seem like big, huge deals.
Mm-hmm.
But in the grand scheme of life, you're not getting canceled in the sense of your life.
Right.
Your life ain't canceled.
It's like you're not borrowing money from the Russian mob.
Exactly.
You know? Sometimes I have to stop myself criticizing millennials and Gen Z for complaining about their life. you know, because I want to say like, oh, what do you, you know, you
got
to
complain about, right?
You know, life, it's all perspective, right? Yeah, and perception, absolutely. And how you're living it, right? So whatever, you know, yeah, you don't have to eat a beetle to not die. But
what we
yeah.
thought was crap, our parents were like, are you kidding
exactly.
me? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My
yeah, least
favorite. It's one of those things, you know, like if everybody was to take all their problems and put them in the same bucket, everybody would pick their own problems.
That's
back
very
out.
True.
And the same.
I've never heard that. That's brilliant. That,
yeah.
Biblically,
yeah.
there's another term, they call it the cross, your sins. The mm-hmm. things you do nobody knows about.
Yeah.
If everybody put their own sins in a bucket and set it out in amongst the buckets you and walked away and came back, you would still grab your bucket. Yeah. Why? Because you're used to what you
know.
Do.
Imagine
you
what
know.
The,
yeah.
Imagine that bucket next to you. I'm going
my bucket. Yeah.
yeah. You might a starving person in Africa might be like, look at one of us over here and be like, nah, I'm fine. Yeah. I'll keep eating the bugs and not have to deal with shitty people on my Facebook.
Exactly.
Unfriending me because of my opinions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Imagine like we always say, oh, how decadent America is, how easy our lives are, that you're worried about transitioning or something like that. We're hard on those. We're hard on the issue. I know it. But at the same time, I do feel, you know, for those people and stuff. And an African dude might choose a couple days of starvation over like hating your penis and wanting it gone.
That's a funny and
you know what
point.
I mean?
Like, I'd actually choose that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would totally become mm-hmm. African.
Yeah.
And hate and not be able to eat before I did
and
that.
And that's why how we talk about the whole trans issue and whatnot, I think we still all come from a place of love because, like, dude, imagine being in that situation. That'd be terrible. Sure. It'd be a terrible, terrible thing. But we're just making fun of the ridiculousness of it and the kowtowing of an entire nation to, like, not even a percent of the people, you know, and, like, this and that. So, you know, there's bullying going on. There's, you know. Yeah.
That's still happening?
That's still happening,
what?
Man. The bullying.
Man, that was happening back in the 90s when I was a kid.
I know it. When are we ever going to stop it?
We ain't going to learn.
I thought Fortnite was the end of bullying.
No. So, you know. Man, we've been hitting some pretty tough topics going on today. So how about a little lighter, and then we could close it out. What do you guys think?
Sounds good.
All right. I got a question here.
Yay.
I got a question here. If I was smart, I would have pulled it up without talking about it first. Here we go.
You can delete that.
Excuse me.
Oh.
How do I apologize to someone for accidentally calling them a prostitute? Yes.
Stupid hooker.
Yeah. Went out downtown last night with a couple of mates, and I was ambushed. This is a man who's 21. I was ambushed by some girl who said hi and held on to my arm. Red flag for me, personally, right off the bat. There's some dudes who are, you know, the type dude who when like a random girl hangs off of his arm and he looks like he just discovered electricity or something. Yeah. He's like, what have I done?
He's waiting for the scopolamine to get dusted in his face.
That's right. I immediately said, I don't have any cash, as I thought she may have been a prostitute.
Oh, damn.
It turns out it was one of my buddy's friends they invited, and they wanted to see if we were compatible with each other. She was very embarrassed from it, and I could barely look at her for the entire night. I want to apologize to her. Well, first of all, your question is just apologize to her. I mean, that's
dumb.
Enough.
Yeah,
just, it's all talking. Every one of these questions.
I'm guessing she doesn't have a sense of humor then.
That too, yeah.
You could have played that off. Oh, I'm just joking, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm a joker.
Oh, I knew you was coming. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me.
See, here's this, though. All right. Women, you got to step your game up. I've been saying this for a long time now. You gotta step your game, your literal game up.
A little classier,
you know what?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Not even classier. You don't have to be a classy dude to ask a woman out or something. I'm talking about your game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, a lot of women just believe, like, I'm a woman. Easy enough.
That's all you need.
You know? That's all you need. And for the most part, you are true.
True. Yeah.
But if you hang off a dude, arm who you're not really that familiar with, and maybe he gives you a slight trashing for it or something like that, you got to learn to, the biggest, I've said it before, your best weapon when it comes to asking a woman out is being able to take the no, take the rejection. Same thing as a girl. You hang off a dude's arm and he gives you a slight trashing, take it all on the cheek and continue trying. Because what guy wants to be with, you know, who has a slight bit of hesitation on going out with you, but you're strong and persistent and can take a joke, that's hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So I've had girls get super familiar with me quick, and that ends. And I've seen it. I've seen faces turn into a pizza of uneasiness.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And it's like, come on, bounce back.
And if he's not into you at all, just wait a little longer, enough drinks, long enough in the night he hadn't had anybody else pick up on him, then maybe he's available
at that point. And then you can, you know.
Jump in on that.
Jump in on that and then change your mind halfway through. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
I feel like your average guy is not going to be is not expecting that, I guess.
True.
You know,
yes. Good point.
Just to arm around all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It depends. And this guy went out with his mates. So yeah. I don't, you know, what, in the red light district or something?
Yeah,
no. I mean,
That's what I'm saying. Most dudes are probably going to be good. Well, you might hang off the arm of the wrong dude.
Yeah, he's not interested.
Yeah,
in that.
He's not interested in that, and now you're hurt.
That's a great way to put it. I'll just use very, very generics as an example. I had a young lady I was keen on, thought I'd like to, you know, get to know her a little, you know, closer or whatever. And in one moment, we were sitting there in a time, all just the two of us, and I had become available and single within the last month. And she said, and I quote, "You want a bleep?"
Yeah.
And we hadn't been talking about anything, you know, sexual in nature or anything. Yeah. This was like, hey, it's a beautiful blue day out. Do you want to? and I'm like, I did.
Yeah.
Before you said that, had we eased into a date, maybe,
sure.
And then it went further from that, it would have been on.
Well, was this after a particularly long relationship that you were
this
in?
This was after, And so, I was like, all of a sudden,
trying to get back in the groove a little bit, and
this wasn't even a month after. I'm like, I'm just trying to, you know, maybe
bricking your face with it.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's no longer do I want to ever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I lost the urge too.
Yeah. I've been pretty mean to girls in a club before because I used to have long hair. And if you have long hair as a guy, lots of girls think they can just come up and just stroke it or tug on it.
Yeah, beard too.
Yeah, and I've had a girl just tug on my, like, you know, my head goes back. I turn around, what the hell is your problem? Get the hell out of here. You know? You know, I was just telling it. Yeah, I bet you were.
Nah,
because most of the time you're good, but you mess with the wrong bull.
Yeah. Go get you another glass of SoCo.
Yeah. Oh. Have another Cosmo and puke in your friend's purse.
Yeah. Somebody should take you home.
Yeah exactly.
That'd be the worst thing you could say to a woman.
Yeah.
You know, who's a little drunk at the bar or something like that.
That's exactly what I said to a drunk girl one time. Yeah. And she was like wanting to fight me.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah. Until her boyfriend came and he's like, I'm sorry. Take her out of here.
I bet she gets your ass kicked a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah. I've said that a couple times.
Yeah. We have. Yeah, well, fine.
Well, there's that. Yeah, just there apologize. Just fine. Apologize. Like talk. Just be like, I was confused. I'm not used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, and
let's try to be funny.
Yeah. Come up with something. Be like, I was just a little vulnerable. Just got out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just a little gun shy right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah.
And also,
don't come across as pathetic.
You use this as a lesson. Don't get familiar with people that you're not familiar with.
She didn't put her arm around you if she showed up to the party and saw her friend and was like, which one is he? And he's like, that one right there. And she was like, ew, I can't believe you thought I was going to like him.
Yeah.
She wasn't acting like that because at that point she ran and threw her arm around your arm. So she thought maybe there was a possibility she'd be into you.
And dude, like we've been dealing with this for a long time. There is there should be a system of events in place, you know, like, okay, so you're at a club or whatever, you're single, blah, blah, blah. Woman rushes up to you and just like hangs off your arm or something, or is like super physical right off the bat. You're like, you know, I'm good on that. What you're waiting for is the amount of time before, a few laughs and this and that, and then the, you know, the pleasant arm touch or something.
Right.
You remember the arm touch? You know,
absolutely. Ooh,
that's like, I mean, I chase that more than sex. For that, definitely. You know, like that. You know, that first, like, you're terrible
right,
or whatever. You know what I mean? What's that?
So you're not doing sex right, bro. No.
It's just touching of the arm, right?
Yeah, ooh, bang,
plenty
ooh
of chicks.
Yeah.
Gotta go change my underwear again.
Yeah. Is that a boob? No, it's her elbow, dude.
Oh. I'm afraid I'm too quick. But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah,
the
sure,
playful
yeah
arm totally stroke.
Agreed.
You know, and then maybe, you know, at one point it's something else.
You come on too strong and it's a turn off.
Yeah, same with dudes, right? Yeah, a guy just come up just honking.
Yeah, just grab your teeth.
Yeah, grab them, start milking you.
Yeah.
Nice.
The dude's like, I just got over gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Okay, like I do not want to go down this road again.
That's right.
You know.
I'm between flare-ups.
Not all dudes are Chads, you know?
That's true.
So there's, you know.
Dude finding your lumps real quick like that. At the club, like, I would actually go get that checked out.
When was the last time you had it?
Her name was Dolores.
That's funny.
She was 60. Well, that's probably going to do it for this episode.
We're going to talk about the fact that we're recording too?
No.
You cut it out.
No, I'm cutting that out. This is leaving. This is staying. Okay. Cool. I left that last thing in too.
Well, we got to get on it then.
Yeah, we
got to.
Yeah, we do. Well, we're gonna see y'all next week. We're going to the NerdCon and 4th of July. We'll talk to you all after all of that.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. Technically. You know,
this one is for this Friday.
The next one we talk about, I'll actually still be at Falls Creek Church Camp.
Yeah.
So the next one we talk after the next one, then we'll talk about what we did this next.
Why don't we do that? Like in 2 weeks from now, let's get back together and talk about what we did next week.
Perfect.
Right.
All right.
I like that.
And yes. Is that cool?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. We'll talk about something random for next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we'll circle the wagons.
Perfect. And in just a few minutes, I'll be like, so how was your guys' 4th of July? Like pretend.
Yeah.
You didn't also record it this day.
I'd rather, like, I'm a little superstitious when it comes to things like that. Yeah. You know, like, it might be like, oh, it was great. And then we get back and like, oh yeah, I actually lost my hand.
See,
it sucked.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, it's got. Yeah, that's true.
You got family. Yeah. You don't want to play that.
And then something disastrous happens, and then it's like you lied to us.
You said everything was fine.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to talk.
The listeners are not going to appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to be able to talk about what we did this weekend until 2 weekends from now.
Exactly.
Sucks. So you're just going to have to just assume everything went well.
That's right.
Yes. We'll let you know if it didn't.
So a week from now, you're going to be listening to some crap we actually just talked about. 2 minutes from now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so confused now.
I quit.
Yeah.
I got it up here. All right.
Cool. Is it the future yet?
Yeah. it's
still the
next
past.
Week yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Yeah, we're going to kick it on over. What?
Future mask on or mask off?
Exactly.
Whichever one. We will see y'all. Oh, no, a big shout out, though, to Laura Lindley, attorney at law, Hochtown Distilling Company, Mountain Fork Brewery, everybody over in Hochtown, even the meth heads.
Yeah.
Not the Texas, dude.
Right.
Especially not Texas meth heads. That's where I draw the line.
Man.
All right.
Those are the worst.
That's right. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.